Writers Wise is the go-to tweet chat for all writing genres. Dr. Liam Farrell and myself are the founders, and our main aim is to get writers as wide an audience as possible. Writing is a solitary activity, so we need lots of excuses to be on social media. So our tweet chat, Writers Wise, is the perfect excuse to be online. Our chats are structured and they last for 1 hour using our hashtag WritersWise. We trend regularly and all levels of ability and interest are catered for. Everyone's welcome to join in and we promote each other, or you can promote yourself. For those of you new to social media promotion, or those of you who are new to writing, WritersWise is the ideal format to get involved in. Writers and the writing community are super supportive of each other, so you'll find that it is a very positive and welcoming space on WritersWise. We're very proud to say that the first year of WritersWise has been a truly great one. We've chatted with our favourite authors and two giants in the industry. It's been a really whirlwind year with lots of experience, and we've made lots of contacts and learned a great deal. The Tweet Chat has had guest hosts who lead the discussions fortnightly by picking a topic and questions, and they share information on those topic and questions with us for the hour. We've had writers, literary scouts, bloggers, publishers from many countries and from all writing genres, and all of them have been tweeting with us. Best-selling and award-winning authors have been our guest hosts. So it's been a really thrilling time for us because we've got to chat with and gain advice and tips from the best in the industry. And of course, it's all for free. As I said, it's a welcoming forum and there is lots of fun where everyone chirps in. We encourage newbies to writing and to Twitter to join with us, and it's an easy peasy hour that flies by. Our followers all retweet our next dates and our topics and questions on WritersWise, but we have a website called WritersWise. It's found at www.writerswise1.wordpress.com, and we also have a Facebook page. Transcripts from our chats can be found on our website, of course, after the chat has happened, and our topics have thrown up amazing information for emerging writers and those who are established too. Our first chat was started by our guest hosted by Vanessa Fox O'Loughlin, who most people will know as being the writing guru or mentor within the industry. And when she's involved, you know that you're going to succeed. So we were delighted that Vanessa started off our guest host slots. And her book under the name Sam Blake is called Little Bones, and it is definitely one of the top reads for me this year. So please check out Sam Blake. The memoir writing genre and the many roads to getting published was covered by Alana Kirk. Alana's book, Daughter, Mother, Me, stemmed from one of the best blogs that you could ever read called The Sandwich Years. Elizabeth Rose Murray took on to discuss story and structure. Elizabeth writes very successful young adult fiction, and I learned so much from herself and Alana. And Elizabeth's talk, we hope to have her back again to talk about all things story and structure and young adult fiction. There's lots of details to be found about Elizabeth on our website, www.writerswise1.wordpress.com. Researching and finishing the book was Hazel Gaynor's chat. Hazel writes historical fiction, so we were delighted to have her with us because her books, The Memory of Violets, The Girl from the Savoy and The Girl Who Came Home, are all the very best examples of historical fiction that you will find. So her chat about researching and finishing a book was an excellent one. Genre, plot and publishing was the great topic by Catherine Ryan Howard. Her book called Distress Signals is grime fiction, and she has claimed rave reviews for her debut novel. I was really excited to have her join us as well. Like all the writers who joined us, I found her book to be a really enjoyable read. So I'm really genuinely honoured when we have great writers come to chat with us. Susan Lanigan's chat was called Awkward Questions. It was a really lively chat. And her book, White Feathers, is only the start of things for this very knowledgeable writer. And she's super supportive on Twitter. So please check out Susan Lanigan. Our trending on Twitter became a regular thing on Writers Wise. But when Carmel Harrington's tweet chat came along, which was called Getting to Know You, we trended number one in Ireland. So we were delighted that the happy Mrs. H was with us that night. And Carmel's four books top the charts all the time. Her latest book, The Things I Should Have Told You, was nominated for the Bord Gáis Book Award this year. So you can see why I am massively excited about our chat Writers Wise. Our little idea has grown and we've provided great information every fortnight to our followers and tweeters, thanks to the likes of Carmel and others. Then we had great interest from some writing festivals. Dawkey Creates got in touch and we had a very interesting exploration of the theme, writing events, festivals and workshops with them. We'd love to have more information on writing festivals around the country or elsewhere. We can set up links to your events on our website and we can help you promote them on Twitter. So please get in touch if you need any help promoting literary events. We'd love to hear from you. Caroline Busher and her book The Ghosts of Magnificent Children led us to unravel children's fiction. Caroline is also on our list for recorded interviews in the next year, so we're really looking forward to talking to Caroline online again and perhaps have a recorded interview with her. Louise Phillips celebrated her publication in the US of her book Red Ribbons, and she was with us that night, so we were really thrilled. And you must read her Kate Pearson series. She does great work. She did great work with us on Writers Wise on character development, and her books have amazing characters. Louise got me podcasting, so I was very excited after her chat, and I started podcasting. It's all her fault. Vivian Conroy, with her HarperCollins series, really grabbed our attention and heaped us with an amazing, inspirational range of information on how to grab readers, agents, and publishers' attention. And Ruth Long educated us in all things around folklore in fiction and the use of folklore in fiction. Her young, dark adult fantasy fiction is not to be missed, so check out Ruth Long as well. I think you'll agree that we had a very impressive lineup for our debut year of Writers Wise. Our Christmas online virtual mulled wine reception is on the 22nd of December. So if you all could drop by, that would be great, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. and tell us about your writing year. 2017 is to be another busy year for us on Writers Wise. We kick off the year with none other than Caroline Grace Cassidy. Massively exciting. On the 5th of January, Caroline is a well-known author and a TV presenter, so we are thrilled to have Caroline Grace Cassidy with us on the 5th of January. Then on the 26th of January, we have Fahrenheit Press with Chris McVeigh, a publisher. Yes, you heard me right, a publisher who is willing to tweet with us. So get your questions ready, people. We'd like to thank everyone who has contributed to Writers Wise this year. David Keane, especially. We'd like to thank you, David, for the graphics, for example. And to all our avid tweeters who join us all the time. We love chatting with you. Our fantastic guest hosts, we really appreciate your time, your effort and your advice. We've loved every minute of Writers Wise. We loved bringing it to life, so we hope that you will join us to end a great year writing-wise on the 22nd of December, and we hope to see you all on the 5th of January to start off a great 2017 for Writers Wise.